You're listening to the Whale Scout Podcast with your host, Whitney Neggebauer.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Today is September 17th, 2014. And I am so glad to be sitting here back in this chair talking to you all. I've just finished wrapping up a lot of the work that I've been doing up in the San Juan Islands. And, you know, I was doing a lot of fairy talks. I was working as a naturalist at Lime Kiln State Park. And I was working a lot with Bob Otis doing some research. And it's been a really great summer. I was able to spend a lot of time up there. And the whales also spent a lot of time up there as well. It was a little bit better than average, if you were to look at the numbers with Bob Otis. And so that was really good news coming off of last year, which was the worst year in 25 years. So it was good to see the whales up there, even though they were, like I've mentioned in the past, spread out and in some unusual social groupings. But it's good to see them nevertheless. And I also have to say it right now. This is the biggest news I'm going to share on the show. L120 has been born, and that is huge news that we went 24 months without having any new calves. And on the 25th month, bam, L86, her name is Surprise, showed up with a new calf. So that is awesome, amazing news. And it's also kind of cool because L86 was the mother of L112, Sook or Victoria or whatever you want to call L112. And she was the whale that we talked about on my last podcast with Ken Balcom. And she was the whale that died and stranded in Long Beach. And, you know, we still don't really know what killed her. And there's a lot of people out there that think that the Navy, Canadian or U.S., could have been involved with her death. So it's kind of nice that L86 has a new calf and she has one other son. And we don't know if this calf L120 is a boy or a girl yet. So it's pretty exciting. And I did talk a little bit with the Whale Museum, and because they're in charge of naming the whales. And what they do is they wait to make sure that the calf survives about a year, and then they will name it at a naming contest. So it's a really cool thing. And we didn't have a naming contest this year because there weren't any new calves to name. But I heard that we will do the naming contest next year as long as everything goes well for little L120. So fingers crossed, and it'll be really exciting. I've told a few people that I've really wanted to name a whale Snorky after my cat. I don't think it'll work, but I may go out on a big campaign next year and try to get this baby named Snorky. In some other news, there's a lot of cool events coming up tonight. If you're able to listen to this soon enough, there is a ACS Puget Sound meeting at the Finney Neighborhood Center. And there's Megan Corcoran is going to be talking about Navy sonar again. She's a really interesting woman. I've met her in San Juan Island as well. And she's going to be talking about Navy sonar. And she's a really interesting person because she has spent a lot of time as a sonar tech in the Navy. So, you know, she's got a lot of great experience, and she is going to be presenting on some mitigation measures that could be put in place to minimize some of the effects on marine mammals. And the big, national ACS conference is going to be in Newport Beach this year, November 7th through 9th. I'm already signed up, ready to go. And there's a lot of amazing speakers that are going, and just added is Ken Balcom. So he'll be there as well. Hopefully he'll be talking about some updates with L112. And of course, I'm sure he'll be talking about his book, War of the Whales. So it should be really exciting. September 19th is the end of the early bird registration. So try to sign up early and save some dough. And the Whale Museum is also, for their naturalists, they are hosting their gear down, and then they're also adding another event the next day. So this is October 24th and 25th, where they're calling it CAF, or Community Action Looking Forward. So more details will be sent out about that, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. But it should be really interesting to get back together again with all the other naturalists out there and see how the season was, and look forward to some events that we can do to help. Orca Network is also on September 27th having a training where they are working with their volunteers to get everyone set up for fall whales in Puget Sound and tracking them, sending in sightings, and doing all the good work that they do. So you can email info@orcanetwork.org, and hopefully there's space available if you haven't already signed up. Over the summer, the Whale Museum had a lot of great lectures, especially this past month or so. And so I wanted to talk about some of the highlights of those lectures. The first was, you know, Jessica London. She's the girl that is the PI on the whale poop study with the dog Tucker. And she came back and, you know, she doesn't do a lot of the actual field work during the summertime, but she's back in the lab processing samples. And so it was really cool to see her up there and talk about some of the things that she's finding. And a lot of the findings that she presented were very, very new. And one thing that just sort of that really surprised me and a lot of other people was that, you know, they're able to tell which whales are pregnant using just their scat samples. And so they can do like this pregnancy test that works not in their first trimester, but their second and third trimester. And they have found that like 40% of all of the whales that should have been pregnant weren't actually producing viable, you know, calves, or we didn't see them, or they were stillborn. So that's a huge number. And that's just in the second and third trimester. There's likely that there's even more being lost within that first trimester, but they just don't have the science yet to detect that. So that was really surprising. And they're finding a lot of really interesting correlations between, you know, just eating enough salmon, which brings us to our next talk with Brad Hansen of NOAA. There's a ton of information in this talk, but what I found really interesting was some of the variations in seasonal diet of southern resident killer whales, especially, you know, in the fall and in the winter, that coho and chum can make up a pretty sizable chunk of their diet. And usually we think of Chinook being just the main food source of killer whales, and it is, but there are some little intricacies in the fall and in the winter. And also some sampling bias was discussed, where some of the Chinook that are big salmon are being torn apart at the surface. So if you're collecting scales using a pool net behind, you know, falling behind a whale, then you're almost like more likely to see the Chinook scales in the water than if you were to, say, take a scat sample, a poop sample, and see the composition of what prey was in there, which is probably a more accurate reflection of exactly everything that they're eating within the last day or so. But there may be some sort of sampling bias where the Chinook salmon are being torn apart at the surface. That's why they're collecting more in their pool nets. And some of the smaller fish, smaller salmon could be gobbled down whole and not leaving any scale samples behind. So it's kind of interesting to think about it that way, and how much we're refining the science all the time. So there's a lot of really great news going on right now in the Whale Scout world. And the first thing is, you know, this Saturday we are having our volunteer orientation. And if you're still interested, there is some space available if you want to come join us. And we are going to be, you know, talking about some of the logistics of getting out to beaches in the fall. And if you, of course, would want to follow us, stay tuned with our Facebook and our Twitter and turn on those notifications to your phone. And we'll let you know when and where a Whale Scout volunteer is at a beach. And so you can go out and watch whales with them, talk about whales and salmon, of course. And October 4th, we are having our next Whale Scout Helping Out Day, hosted again by Friends of North Creek Forest. We had a blast in May when we did our first event, and so we're going back. There's been a lot of great work that's been done by a lot of YMCA camp kids this summer, so I'm excited to see what it looks like now going into fall. And of course, North Creek Forest, it does a big part of filtering out the water that goes into North Creek, which is a salmon-bearing stream. So it's really important work for our salmon and for our whales. And so please come join us October 4th from 10 to 2. It's a Saturday. It's free. Lunch is included, hot lunch. It's really a lot of fun. It's great for families. And on my Facebook page, we have an event up and you can RSVP there. So we make sure we bring enough hot dogs and hamburgers for everyone. And we also got a mention in the Center for Whale Research's newsletter today, which was great. They did a whole newsletter about salmon and salmon restoration. And so they gave us a nice little plug and shout out in their newsletter. So big thanks to those guys. And check it out if you want to get on their newsletter. And to support a lot of the work that we're doing, including, you know, outfitting our volunteers with identifying vests, you can know who to go find and go talk to at beaches. We're also making these educational materials that all of our volunteers will have so that they can make the biggest impact on the people that they're talking to and really show people what's going on with diagrams and illustrations that are all weatherproof. And so we have an Indiegogo campaign that we launched basically on Monday, and it's now Wednesday. And within 2 days, we have reached our $2,000 goal. But we have already, you know, ahead of time set up a stretch goal of $3,500. And that stretch goal will just, you know, really help us finish up with all of our legal fees for getting our 501c3. And you know, just help launch us into the future. And so we really, really appreciate all of your support. If you've already donated on our Indiegogo campaign, it's a really cool thing. There's like videos up there, pictures of what we're trying to buy. And also, which is the coolest thing, I think, are all the perks. There are perks that you can get for donating, and they're at all different donation levels from $10 all the way up to $2,000. And there's been a lot of really amazing people that have donated perks to us. And so I wanted to thank them as well for donating perks. And, you know, please go check them out on the Indiegogo page. There's a link on our Facebook and just on the front page of our website. And if you go all the way up to the top of our Indiegogo page, it's kind of hard to see, but there's a gallery there. And if you click on the gallery tab, then you can watch some additional videos of land-based whale watching that I've shot just with my iPhone. So they're not the greatest, but it does give you a good idea of what we're doing in the fall. And it also shows pictures of a lot of the perks. There's really cute, like kids' whale watcher backpacks, posters, a ruffly apron, amazing photos by Monica Wieland. And so be sure to check those out. And we will be slowly adding some new perks. They're only allowed to put up 20 at a time. And I actually was able to have more than 20 available. So stay tuned. There'll be more that are going up there. And thank you so much if you've already donated. And if you can't donate right now, then just go ahead and share it on your Facebook. And that is also a huge help for us as well. Stay tuned for more information and more events that we are going to be putting on in the fall and in the winter, all having to do with salmon. I am looking around to choose an event that will be like a take a break from watching whales and let's come watch some spawning salmon. And I'm not really sure which event we're going to do yet. So if you have any suggestions, please email me. And I thought it'd be really fun to get a bunch of whale people all out, you know, watching salmon and learning some more about them. So keep in touch with that. And thank you so much. And tune in next week for our next Whale Scout podcast. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Whale Scout podcast. Your voluntary donation goes toward the recovery of whale species and enhanced whale watching opportunities in the Pacific Northwest. Please visit www.whalescout.org for more information. Malatif est trop bien démodé, aussi mal coiffé qu'écrasé, j'entretiens ma gueule négligée.